Blog Talk Radio.
There are a plethora of things that have happened to me that I should have never recovered from. Atrocities and devastation, enigmas from minuscule to conundrum. But his love was greater than what I went through. And his love has lifted me higher and higher.
I once was downhearted. I was lost in a world of sin. Jesus picked me up. I thank God he took me in.
Come on, y'all.
Stay tuned and be blessed. Everybody Want to Go Higher. That was the Timothy Wright Memorial Choir, Higher. His love lifted me higher. I once was downhearted. How many of you were downhearted on yesterday? Maybe you're downhearted on today, but there is good news that Jesus will lift you up. Somebody said if he has to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. And certainly we know that he is able to do all things but fail. You could be scraping the bottom of the barrel, but God will pick you up. He will lift you up. He will raise you up from that situation, from that condition, from that circumstances. Knowing today that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to his power, which works within us. He's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before his throne. And so we, who wouldn't serve God like that? And that's why we let you know today that Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus, he is the way. He's the way, the truth, and the light. And we thank God that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It's Saturday afternoon again, and it is the 1 p.m. hour. And that means I am here with you, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly we are on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. So you can reach out to us on those forms of social media. All you have to do is click on the link. And certainly you can share it to your family and your friends and your pages and your messages and let them know that Global Gospel is on the air. And there is good news. The gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is here to heal you, to save you, to deliver you, to set you free, to give you peace of mind, to give you peace in the midst of the storm. Whatever's going on around you, you can have peace. And we know that there's a storm brewing out on the ocean, but certainly God can give you peace in the midst of the storm, naturally and spiritually. And certainly we have to make sure that our anchor holds and that it grips the solid rock. And who is the solid rock? The rock is Jesus. And somebody got a little confused and thought that Peter was the rock, but Jesus said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock," not Peter, but upon this rock, he used Peter as a reference point, "I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And we see churches opening, we see churches closing, but what I should say is that we see the doors of buildings opening and closing, and that is a physical structure that we see that is made of brick and mortar and timber. And other things. It has electricity, it has plumbing, it has heating, it has paint on the walls, it has spackle, it has screws, it has nuts, it has bolts. But certainly that is not the church that God is calling for. God is calling for the body of believers. And certainly the gates of hell cannot prevail against God's plan for our life. And so we thank God for you and for you and for you. And we want you to know that none of the music we play here, we don't own the rights to any of it, but it is here today just to inspire you, to encourage you, and to lift you up. And there's nothing like a good song. A good song will take you to a different place. It will set the atmosphere for worship. It will set the atmosphere for praise. It will set the atmosphere for reflection. It will set the atmosphere around you. And certainly bring you in a better place than you're in it. It will change your state of mind. It was David that played his harp, and it calmed the evil spirits that troubled Saul. And something, if you're being troubled on today, maybe you just need to hear a good song. Amen. So we do want to shout out all of our listeners that are listening across the globe. We thank God for you, and for you. Those of you listening here in the United States, whatever state you're in the north, the south, the east, the west,
Then we have some listeners in Canada, Jamaica, West Indies, the Bahamas, Brazil, Norway, Netherlands, France, Nigeria, Cameroon, Kenya, India, and Australia. And perhaps there's somewhere else that I did not mention, but we thank God for you.
And we invite you to just send us a shout out. You can call us later. Our lines are open, 619-924-0800, if you decide to call in later and open up the line. If not, you can send us a shout out on, as I said, on our social media pages and let us know that you're listening. Maybe you can put in a song request, something you would like to hear. Maybe there's a topic or discussion that you're a little unsettled about that you need to hear more about. Just drop us a line. If you want to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. globalgospel17@gmail.com. If you'd like to write us or correspond with us by letter through the postal system service, you can write us at Global Gospel, P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, and our zip code is 11550. We do want to share with each and every one of you our theme scripture here at Global Gospel. Our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and the 3rd verse, if you want to reference or if you would like to follow along. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, if we begin, actually verse 3 is our main scripture that says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That is our theme scripture here at Global Gospel. We are here for those that are lost. We are reaching out to the lost. And perhaps maybe you've been found and you've lost your way again. We're reaching out to you again. And perhaps you don't have a problem with being lost. We're there just to keep you encouraged in this mean, cruel, an evil world, because we always need some encouragement. We need some reinforcement. We need some fortification in troubling times like this. We need to be reminded about Jesus Christ, that he laid the foundation and that he opened up the way. Our scripture, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And that is our scripture for this afternoon. Our theme scripture, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And certainly the gospel is about a holy God. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Holy Kurt Carr. And certainly we thank God for the hymns of the church. They are important. And if you have a National Baptist hymnal or many of the hymnals, that Holy, Holy, Holy is the first song in the hymnal. And we thank God for that. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And certainly we thank God for just being God and for how he operates as the Father, as he operates as the Son, and as he operates in his Spirit. Because he said he would not leave us comfortless, but he would send us a comforter. And certainly that comforter is the Holy Ghost. And so we thank God for that, that walks with us, that leads us, that guides us, that teaches us, that brings all things to our remembrance, and that dwells on the inside. Today we do have a special message that we would like to share with you. And our message today is, if you read the headline, if you read our topic, the topic simply says, put a price on it, put a price on it. And certainly we're living in a world that is very costly. And even as we listen to the news, there's a lot of things going on and pertaining to our country, pertaining to trade with foreign countries, to pertaining to items that we purchase. According to the stock market, there's some issues going on. And it's all about a price. It's all about money. It's all about value. As somebody said, it's all about the Benjamins, in case you didn't understand it any other way. It's about the almighty dollar. It's about green. And certainly when we think about price, we automatically think about our money, our bank account, our saving account, our checking account, our insurance policies. We think about our stocks. We think about bonds, investments, 401ks, and retirement. And certainly they all have a value on them. And sometimes value appreciates and sometimes it depreciates. And certainly we know that when we buy a brand new car, the moment you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. And certainly we know that if we purchase a house, according to how the market is going, we know that the value of the house could go up or it could go down according to the market, according to the demographics and of the neighborhood. It could go up or it could go down. It could be less desirable or more desirable. But Proverbs chapter 22, Proverbs is always a good book, always a book of wisdom. And certainly if you looking for somewhere to start in the Bible other than Genesis, if you read the Proverbs or if you read the Psalms or if you read Ecclesiastes, it will give you some common insight for day-to-day living. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. That is from the King James Version. Now I'm going to read it to you from the New International Version, the NIV. It says, a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver and gold. And so in both instances, it's telling us that a good name is better than silver and gold. So as we want you to meditate on that and just look at that for the rest of the week, and just to be reminded that if you perhaps miss any part of this show, all our shows are archived, and you can listen in at any time. Many of us are familiar with the game show, The Price is Right. It is a daytime show that features a host, and it has contestants. And we have heard the term, come on down. Well, in short, it is requested of the contestant to bid on merchandise. Now, the contestant can underbid, overbid, or they can hit the nail on the head with the correct price in full. What I like is that the individual is given an opportunity to put a price on the item. They can name their price. And that's where I want to park for this afternoon, that we should put a price on it. Put a price on it. We are living in a day and time where people need to know their value.
They need to know their self-worth. And there are so many people walking around aimlessly. They are suffering from depression. They are suffering from low self-esteem. And many of them have no esteem at all. They have an identity problem because they don't know who they are. And they don't know their purpose. And they don't know their call in life. And sometimes even if they do know, sometimes they get off track. We have been oppressed many times by people who are in authority. People sometimes usurp their authority by people in high places. We have been held down and held back by people, places, and things that should have promoted our wealth, our health, our prosperity, and our well-being. This is for anybody that's been held back or held down for any reason at any time in your life, past, present, or maybe in the future. Somebody may try to hold you down. So what happens? We have suffered depression in our mind. We have been downhearted, as the song said from the Timothy Wright Memorial Choir. I once was downhearted. And certainly we have some questions for God and for life and sometimes for our very existence. Many have sought to sometimes take their own life or the life as well as the life of others. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, all you have to do is when you're done listening to me, turn on the news. Watch the TV,
listen to the radio,
scan the internet,
read somebody's post, and
you will see all that is going on in the world
and how
mass shootings are again dominating our news media. That, you know, people are just, they'll shoot anywhere. They have no regard for anybody or anything, even if it's the church. The enemy has
and is seeking to devalue life itself.
He has underbid us, and sometimes we underbid ourselves.
But I'm so glad that Christ has outbid Satan. He is the ultimate bidder because he purchased our salvation on Calvary. We were bought with a price. We were purchased by his blood, his sweat, his tears, his pain, his agony, his passion. We were redeemed from the penalty of sin. He paid a debt. Jesus Christ paid a debt that he did not owe and a debt that we could not afford by being the ultimate sacrifice. John put it this way: behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world.
Are you glad
about Jesus?
Well, you might ask the question, I said a little while ago that the devil underbid us. And you might want to know, how has the devil underbid us?
He underbids us in relationships. He underbids us in family. He devalues sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, significant others. He devalues friendships and relationships. He devalues brotherhood, sisterhood, and neighborhood. You name it, the devil, Satan, has infiltrated our situations. He aims to take away trust, to take away loyalty, to take away love. And the Bible declares that in Matthew 24:12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And if you subscribe to systematic theology, you will realize that God himself is love. And where there is no love, that must mean that sin is abiding. And what is sin? Sin is jealousy. It takes on the form of envy and strife. And what with those things that abide, there is no love and there is no God, and therefore there is no value. But we are here today to put a price back on everything that I just said. Know on today that we need to know our value, that God has called us with a holy calling. He's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Know that we are the light of the world, the believer is. Know the believer is, yes, he is, and she is the salt of the earth. And light has value in a dark world. Salt has value in a tasteless generation, a generation that is blundering in the dark, blundering in evil and corruption. A generation that has poor taste, no morals, and no values. They make poor choices. They make poor decisions. Their attitudes have no taste. Their fashions and styles are tasteless and classless. But we ought to put a value back on fashion. We ought to put a value back on attitudes. We ought to put a value on common sense, good sense, and God sense. Put a value back on our life. Know your worth. Don't settle. Don't bow. Don't buckle. Don't bend. And finally, don't mingle. What do you mean by mingle? Well, in the grocery store some years ago, there was, I can recall, a no-frill section. And usually the packaging was white with black letters. There were no pictures or no diagrams. It was basic. It was simple. It was plain. It was like the packaging on government surplus food. And not to say that the taste was any worse, but no emphasis was on advertising. It was on a totally different and separate aisle, and certainly not on the end of any aisle. It was separate. And what I'm saying today is that God has called us to separation. He wants us on display. He wants us to be advertised. He wants your life to be a testimony. For the Bible declares that we are living epistles, that people can read us. And certainly that we can write a story and tell a story by our presence and our appearance, by our attitude, by our gestures, by our motions. Because Christ paid for it, he paid for our salvation, he has called you and us, he has called sinners to repentance. He has called us to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And he will be our father, and we will be his sons and his daughters. So on today, on this afternoon, know our value, know your value as a son, as a daughter, as a sister, as a brother, as a mother, as a father, as a human being, as one of God's creations, as one that God breathed life into. Know your value. Put a price on your life. Know that you are royalty. The kings and queens of England or whatever country they are, they don't mingle with peasants. They rule, but they don't mingle. They may come out every now and then and greet the people. Christians, we can minister to people, but we are to take authority over people, places, and situations. Know that we're in the world and not of the world. And so because we have a value and we put a price on it, we can't mingle with common people. Certainly we can mingle, we can associate because we're in the world, We can love everybody, but at some point you have to draw the line and you have to separate yourself from certain associations because you have to put a price on your life, a price on your anointing, a price on your call. We have to stand before the doctor and declare healing because Jesus paid for it. We can stand before the judge because we have a certain value to us and declare that God paid for our freedom, declare that the case is dismissed because we're too valuable to be penalized in an unjust system. Stand before the boss and declare increase in salary. Why? Because Christ paid it all. You are, yes, 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 I'm going to say it, and somebody might not like it, and the people around you might not like it, but sometimes you might just have to tell somebody, yes, I am high maintenance because Christ has maintained my salvation. Yes, I'm sealed until the day of redemption. And yes, Christ is able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep that which is committed unto him against that day. So on today, value your life. Don't settle for less. And I like the way in the 90s there was a female group called TLC, and they said it best. They said, no scrubs. And a scrub is somebody that is really useless. They have no value. And they said that a scrub was hanging outside of his best friend's ride trying to holler at me. And certainly they weren't. They did not have any value. They did not have their own car. They did not have their own means of transportation. They did not have their own income. But it suggested they were leeching off of somebody else. So you have to declare that there will be no scrubs in my life. Nobody to leech off of me. Nobody to drain from me. Nobody to pull from me. Because life is too serious. Life is too critical. Times are too critical and dangerous to be dealing around with scrubs. God has given you a good name. So don't spoil your name. Don't spoil your reputation. Don't get involved with the wrong crowd because evil communication, the Bible says, corrupts good manners. Your name is worth something. And God said he told Abraham, I'll make your name great. And so God is saying to us on today that he's going to make our name great. People are going to hear about us. They're going to hear about the doctor. They're going to hear about the lawyer. They're going to hear about the mother, the father, the sister, the brother. They're going to hear about godly people because people are seeking that light. They're seeking someone that can shine in the midst of darkness. They're seeking help when they're in trouble. And so that's why a good name is rather to be chosen than riches. Because if you have a good name, people will put money in your pocket. They'll put money in your hand. They'll put money in your bank account. The Bible said that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Certainly, you don't have to worry about finances because the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to God. And certainly, we serve a rich God. And certainly, we serve a God that is allows us to be seated in heavenly places. And certainly, the place you may be in may not look like heaven, but it can be a heavenly place because of the reward and blessings that you receive from God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow. So put a price on it. And know that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Know on today that God knows your name. And certainly God knows you from me. He knows me from you. God knows everyone across the land, across the sea, across the world. He knows you. He knows what you stand in the need of. And certainly his name is above every name. It is at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow
and every tongue confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. And so we thank God for the name of Jesus. Even though we may have a great name, we thank God for the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Tasha Cobbs says, "You know my name." Stay tuned and be blessed.
Thank you.
know my name, Tasha Cobb Leonard. I'm so glad that God knows my name, and certainly that he can walk with us and he can talk with us. He can tell us that we are his own, and certainly that's how we should be encouraged, simply for no other reason that he knows our name. We should put a price on our name. We should demand respect from people. We should respect ourselves. And certainly, knowing that we serve a mighty and awesome God. God that rules and super rules. You know my name. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We just have a few minutes in the studio this afternoon. We're grateful for all our listeners that joined in this week. I think we had a little technicality last week, but thank you for tuning in again. The number in studio, 619-924-0800. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just remember, our shows are all archived, so we encourage you to listen at any time. Go back and listen. Listen on your phone. Listen on your tablet. Listen while you're in the gym. Listen while you're cooking. Just listen to the word, and certainly invite others to listen as well. Once again, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. We're going to listen to a little more gospel music before we close out the day. And certainly I think we're going to pick up the tempo just a little bit. Surrender Clark Cole, Write My Name. Let's go to church.
I am waiting, Jesus, hey. Now, Lord, I'm praying, asking for
I'm
praying, watching, waiting, getting ready for that day. Write my name above. And so we just need to remind ourselves that we are living to live again. And certainly we need our name to be written above, because we know that our witness is in heaven and our record is written on high, according to Brother Joe. So this is the classic, Write My Name Above. That's a Matty Moss Clark song. And as we come to the close of the hour, we would once again like to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, all of our guests that have participated thus far. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We want you to remember that we should put a price on it. Value our names. Value our witness. Value your reputation, value your ministry, value your life, value your health. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Guard yourself. Be on guard. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So, as we come to the close of the hour, we just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you, God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, for every listener, to everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, you know our thoughts are far off. You know our down sitting. You know our uprising. You know what we stand in the need of. And you told us to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. God, we know that you are a God that is full of love and full of mercy and full of grace. We know that you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And so, God, we know that you can meet the need of everyone today, whether they're sick, whether they're afflicted, whether they're bound. They may be lost in a world of trouble, in a world of sickness, in a world of sin. But, God, we know that you are a strong deliverer. And we know that you can deliver us from all evil, from all temptation, from all pain. And so, God, we ask you to deliver right now in the name of Jesus, God. Move by your spirit, lift heavy burdens, destroy the yoke of bondage by your anointing, God. God, we thank you and we praise you because you're able to do all things but fail. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, God. Wherever we may be in the north, the south, the east, the west, God, we want you to give us your protection, God. Cover us with your blood, God. Cover us with your anointing, God. Give us your peace always. God, somebody is hurting, God. Somebody doesn't know what to do, which way to turn. Somebody's ready to end it all. But God, you came that we might have abundant life. And God, we thank you for abundant life. God, we thank you for the value. We thank you for a good name, God. We thank you that it's better than silver and gold, God. And so, God, those that don't know their worth, God, help them to know their worth. Help them to know their value. Help them to know that they are a royal child in your kingdom. And God, we ask, if we fail to ask anything, that you do not fail to grant it. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us going in and coming out, God. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, radio listeners. We want you to know, as we close on today, that Jesus is the answer. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Tune in next Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. And remember, our shows are archived, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. God bless you and be safe.
Above him there's no other, for Jesus is the way.
Sing along with us.
Jesus is the answer
for the world today.
For the world today.
Above him there's no other.
Above him there's no other,
for Jesus is the way.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way. Cannot climb. I know your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he promised.